Hava min, I would have thought, mechayim. It's only yasa mechayim when she's still alive. When the Yevamer is alive, then you're not allowed to marry her mother. Because she'd be mevatel mitzvah yibum. Ava liyacha mitzvah. But maybe when the Yevamer dies, maybe poker le zika, maybe then the zika goes off to Mafreya. In other words, even if he would have just said, yei zika, I would have thought it's like this. Your brother dies, so his wife falls to you. Right now it's called like you're a little bit married to her. So right now you're not allowed to marry her mother. Because you're married to her a little bit. But I would have thought only kol zaman the Yevamer is alive. But let's say the Yevamer dies. I would have thought when the Yevamer dies, zika goes off automatically. And now it's considered like you weren't married to her. In other words, the whole din of zika is only that like it's the beginning now of marriage that will take place later. But in the case that she dies, that will never take place the marriage later, the yibum later, maybe it's not called zika at all. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, no. The zika bichti lepoka, no. Zika doesn't go off with nothing. So as soon as your brother died, right away his wife is zika to you, means you're considered like you're a little bit married to her. And you're not allowed to marry her mother. Now even if she dies, still the din zika does not go off for nothing. And therefore it's still considered you were married to her for a short time, and therefore her mother is still asa to you. So that's why Rav Yehuda said a strong lashon that even if the Yevamer dies, still you're not allowed to marry her mother. Now the Gemara says, Lema Messiah, let me bring a raya to Rav Yehuda. Says like we had before, Yevimta Shemesa, if your Yevamer dies, your brother died first, then his wife dies, it says, Alocha Muta Bachoisai, you're allowed to marry her sister. So the Diyak Bachoisin, Be'imaloi, Mashmi, even after she dies, you're only allowed to marry her sister, but not her mother. Why? Because you see, you say, Yei Zika, you were like married a little bit to her, so even though she dies, you can't marry your mother. So Mara says, no, here it wouldn't be a proof. I'll tell you who I didn't really could be, the Afila Bima. Maybe even when she dies, you're allowed to marry her mother also now. I, why does it only say the sister? Because the eyes of the Tani Reisha, since the Reisha, that Mishnah, was talking about Ishta, your own wife, Shemesa that died. And there the Locher is Vedavka Mutta B'Yachoysein. You're only Mutta to marry your mother, your wife's sister now. But, and there, Davka B'Yachoysein of Abimaloi, there it's only mutter to marry your wife's sister if your wife dies, but not your wife's mother. Your mother-in-law remains also to you, Lierlum. To Evela Yisur the Raisa. That's the Yisur the Raisa. You're not allowed to marry an Isha Bita. If you marry your wife, you can't marry her mother. That's also Lierlum. And therefore, since that's the Chiddush of the Raisha, Toni Nami Seifa. The Seifa, the Mishnah also says the opposite way. It says the same way, that by Yevama, when the Yevama dies, you should know, Mutta V'Yachoysa, you're allowed to marry her sister. And it doesn't say the mother, because it's just saying over the same case of the Raisha. But really, really, maybe the Lacher is the old Ein Zika. So when the Yevama dies, La Lacher is you, maybe you're allowed to marry her mother. So Mela wouldn't be approved to Rabbi Yehuda from over here. So, kids, we have a machoikis, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, if you say, yei zika, rein zika. Again, when the Yevama, when she dies, are you allowed to marry her mother or not? Mor says, now, Mosviv Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Rav Huna Bar Chiya asks a question like this. It says, Alochom, what's going to be, also bo maimer. You made maimer. Umeis, there's a din of our Mishnah. Again, now Mishnah says like this. There were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. The Reuven died. And after Reuven died, then Levi, the third brother, was born. So it says now of Shimon, the second brother, if he made Maimer with Reuven's wife, also by Maimer, Shimon made a Kedushim with the Rabbanon, with Reuven's wife, Umeis, and then Shimon died, so Lamaisa Shnia, Shimon's second wife, really Midiraisa, she falls to Yibum, to Levi. Because really Midiraisa, she's not called the Tzara Serva. Because Midiraisa, Shimon is not married to Eshes Reuven. So the Loch is Chaletzis. You have to, Levi has to give Shimon's second wife Chalitza. But V'leimis Yabemis, Levi is not going to be Miyabmo. Because Midirabonin, she's called the Tzara Serva. Since Midirabonin, Shimon made Maimer. So Midirabonin, Shimon is married to Eshes Reuven. So now Shimon has two wives, Reuven's wife and his own wife. So when Shimon dies, really Reuven's wife is an erva to Levi. So the Rabbanan, Levi cannot be miyab netzar either. Now, Taima, what's the reason for this? Why do we say when Shimon dies, Levi cannot be miyabim, Shimon's second wife? only diavad b'maimer, because when Shimon was alive, he went and made maimer, he made a kedushim with Rabbanin, with Reuven's wife. Holo yavid b'maimer, mashmer Shimon did not do anything to Reuven's wife. Again, Reuven died. So Reuven's wife now falls to Yibum to Shimon. Shimon was alive at the same time as the Mitzvah Yibum. Shimon has the Mitzvah Yibum to Reuven's wife. Mashmev Shimon did not make Maimer, nothing doing it. Mashmein Zika. Reuven's wife is not called attached to Shimon. So when Shimon dies later, Shimon the Mice only has one wife, and then that one wife would fall to Yibum, to Levi. So Mashmev Levi would have a Mitzvah Yibum. So Mashmev Yod Ein Zika. Mashmev Shimon died now without making Maimer to Reuven's wife, so Shimon's wife would fall to Yibum to Levi, and there'll be a mitzvah Yibum. So Chura the Kasher is V'yam Ruch Yezika. If you want to tell me like Rabbi Yehuda that there's a klal of Yezika that as soon as Reuven dies, the first brother died, his wife is like married a little bit to Shimon. So if so, when Shimon dies now, heaven let Sarah say Shesachish Lahoy B'Yolamai Bezika. When Shimon dies now, so the first wife was a little bit married to Shimon. So Shimon's second wife is like a Sarah Serva. She's a Sarah to the Eshesash Lahoy B'Yolamai. So Levi should be Potter from Yibum. There should be no Mitzvah Yibum at all on Levi. And now Mishnah's Mashma not like that. Now Mishnah's Mashma only because Shimon made Maimer, made a Kedushin with Reuven's wife. But Mashma, Shimon didn't do anything. Just the fact that Reuven's wife is a Yevama fell to Shimon, Mashma we hold ain't Zika. It's not considered that Shimon's married at all to Reuven's wife. So the Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. So Mara says no. Oh, my rabbis, rabbi, answer the Quran to Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you, who I did, really the same halacha would apply, the afagav the layovit b'maimer. Even if Shimon did not make maimer at all in Reuven's wife, it would still be the same halacha. That if Reuven dies, if Shimon dies now, sheniya mechlat cholsi v'umalev miyavma. When Shimon dies now, Shimon's wife, Levi, cannot be miyavma. Because the Maisa, since we hold Yezika, so Reuven's wife, when Reuven died, Reuven's wife fell Lezika to Shimon. It's considered like Shimon's married to her a little bit. So now when Shimon dies, since Reuven's wife was married to her, and Nogaya to Levi to the third brother, she's an Eshesash Lehoya B'Yolamoy, she's an Erva. So Mela, Shimon's wife also remains an Erva. So therefore the same Allah would apply that Levi cannot be Miyabem, Shimon's wife. If so, why does our Mishnah have to say that Shimon made Maimer? For all the Ktoni Maimer, why does our Mishnah say that Shimon made Maimer? It's telling Yechidish, Lafuke mi Beishamai, that the Mishnah is telling us not like Beishamai. The Amri Beishamai Shita is Maimer Koine Kinyan Gomer. Beishamai Shita is that by Yevama, if you make Maimer, it's not a Kedushin the Rabbonin, it's a Kedushin the Yeraita, Beishamai holds. So according to Beishamai, in our Mishnah, there'd be not even Chalitza when Shimon dies. But according to Beishamai, since Shimon made Maimer with Reuven's wife, it seemed like Shimon married her 100%. So Lamaisa, Shimon now has two wives. A Neshis Ach Shlohoye V'Yolamoy, Negei to Levi, and a second wife. So when Shimon dies, just like the first wife, Reuven's wife, is also to Levi, she's an Erva Veshes Ach Shlohoye V'Yolamoy, who Adin Shimon's second wife would also be a Tsaras Erva to Levi, and there would not even be a Mitzvah Chalitza. So Kamashmo now Mishnah, not like Beishamai, that we all know, even though you made Maimer, Maimer means you were Makadishi, you made Kedushim with your Yivama, with Kesev or with Shtar, that means nothing Midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're not married to her at all. It's only a Svarin, the Rabbanin, the Maimer means something. So since Midiraisa, you're not married to her, therefore the second wife, there is a Mitzvah Chalitza. But who are din the Mishnah, the same din would apply even without Maimer, even with Zeke alone. The fact that Reuven died, his wife is a little bit attached to Shimon. And when Shimon dies, Levi is not allowed to be Miyabin, Shimon's wife, because she's b'miksas a little bit at Tzara's Erva. So therefore, Chalitza you have to. It's not strong enough to pater the Mitzvah Yibum, but I call upon him Yibum you can't do. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asked a question like this. There's halacha later, Shnei Achin B'yelu Mechet. You have two brothers alive at the same time. One of the two brothers died. B'loi Vlad, without any children, there's a Mitzvah Yibum. V'yomad ha'sheni yazeh lasos maimah bivintoy. The brother now that's still alive wanted to go make maimah, wanted to start to be mekayim the mitzvah yibum. V'lo hispik lasos b'maimah. But he didn't get around to make maimah with it yet. Ad shenevod layach, until a third brother was born. Umeis, and now the second brother Shimon dies. So the kid says Shimon did not make maimah reshetach. Shimon only has one wife, and Shimon died. The lochem is like this: Harishayna, Reuven's first wife, Yaitze Mishumesh Sachus Lahoy Yolamai. There's no Mrs. Yibum to Levi; she's an heir to Levi. Ushniya, Shimon's second wife, Oichaletze Soy Misya Bemis. Levi could either give chalitza or else give Yibum. So this is the kashi. You see, Levi is a lot of bimiyarbein Shimon's wife. So the question is why. V'yam, which Yezika, if you tell me, like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a klal of Yezika, so as soon as Reuven died, right away, Reuven, the older brother's wife, is a little bit married to Shimon. So when Shimon dies, Shimon's second wife should be also to Levi. She's called the Saras Erva. V'yam, which Yezika, if you tell me, old Yezika, heavy lord Saras, Eshesach, Shlohei, V'yolamai. Shimon's second wife is a Saras Erva to Levi. V'zika, Machmas Adin Zika. So I call upon him, there should not be a mitzvah yibum. And here the Brisa says clearly, you could make a mitzvah yibum. So Mashma clearly not like Rav Yehuda. Mashma we hold ain't zika. So Gemara into the Enochanami, I'll tell you this Brisa goes, Hamani Rabbi Meihi. This Brisa goes according to Rav Meishita, the Enochanami. That's Rav Meishita. Rav Meishita holds ain't zika. The Yomar ain't zika, Rav Meishita holds ain't zika. For the Gemara, me, Svilal Rav Meishita ain't zika, is it true that Rav Meishita holds ain't zika? Yotanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Arbach, and we have three or four brothers. Shinayin mehem nesuyin shteachoyis. Two of the four brothers married two sisters. Umeisu hanesuyin achoyis. And those two brothers that married two sisters, both of them died at the same time. So it comes out that two sisters are falling to Yibum to the other two brothers. So locher is areelu chaletzus lemes yabemis. The other two brothers are only allowed to make chalitza, but they can't make Yibum. Why can't they make Yibum? Because since the old Yezika, both of them is like attached to both brothers. So if either brother would be miyabim any one of the wives, it's like he's being poigeya in his wife's sister. Because he also has Zika to the other wife, so it's like the other one is also his wife already. So if you go now to be miyabim one of them, you're like marrying achois ishtoi, that's also. Now, vi saka, that if you want to tell me sovereign of Meya, ain Zika, for Meya holds ain Zika, how does Meya learn that Mishnah? Hani mitrei bati kasyan. If you learn ain zika, so when the two brothers marry the two sisters and they both die, so to the two brothers alive, luchura each brother should marry one of them. Like right now, there's ain zika; they're not married to either one of them. So one brother marry one sister, and the other brother should marry the other sister. Why does the Mishnah say you can't make yibum? And stama Mishnah's Reb Meir. For the Gemara, if you told me Reb Meir holds ain zika, hani mitrei bati kasyan. The two sisters are falling from two different brothers. Highly yavim chada, let one live brother marry one sister. Finally yavim chada, let the other brother be miyavim the other sister. Selamai lechur tzerai, even according to Rav Meir, you hold yezika. So since you hold yezika, as soon as the two brothers died, it's like both the sisters fall to both brothers, and both of them are like married a little bit to both brothers. So neither of them can marry either one of them because they're being pagaya be achay sishtoi. So Marin says, L'yayla matay you ain't zika. No, maybe Rav Meir really holds ain't zika. And the reason why Rav Meir holds he can't be miyabim here is b'shum b'ksovar osel levato mitzvah yibamim. Rav Meir holds as an isser, you're not allowed to be mevato mitzvah yibam. And even though you hold ain't zika, when the two brothers dies, the other two brothers have a mitzvah yibam. And you're not allowed to do anything to stop the mitzvah yibam. Now we're afraid like this. If you tell me one brother can miyabim one, we have to be afraid, Dilma, Adam miyabim chad, while one brother is being miyabim one sister, mayasidach. Maybe the other live brother, the third brother will die. If that's the case now, because batlis mitzvahs yivamim. If that's the case now, so the one brother was miyabim one sister. When the second brother dies, the other yivamah goes out free now. Because that brother can't be miyabim anymore, because he was already miyabim the sister. He's not allowed to marry two sisters. So if you're going to tell me now that the brothers could be miyabim the two sisters, we're afraid maybe if the one brother marries one sister, the other brother will die, and then the other yivama will go out l'shuk. Become about this mitzvah yivamin. So that's why he says the Yetzer is only to make Chalitza. Now the Gemara says, Rashi speaks out, so the Chur of the Yetzer should be is, let one brother make Chalitza in one Yevama, and then the second Yevama, let the second brother marry her. So Rashi says that's a gzera. Once you say you can be miyabim one, we're afraid you come to be miyabim the other one, and then we're afraid if one brother marries one sister, we're afraid the second brother will die, and then this first brother now cannot be miyabim the second sister, so there'll be mevatah mitzvah yibum. Therefore, the answer is let's give chalitza. But I call upon him, Rav Meir holds zain zika, and the reason why you can't make yibum is because time we're afraid you'll be mevatah mitzvah yibum. For at the Gemara though, v'yein zika, but behold, ain't zika, tibato, what's wrong? Let's say you could be mevatel mitzvah yibum. Why? The Rabbi Gamliel lomar ain't zika. Rabbi Gamliel shita also is ain't zika. And the Gamliel holds clearly, umuta levatel mitzvah yibumim. The Gamliel holds, so what? If you want to do something to mevatel mitzvah yibum, you're allowed to. So the kasha vaistas is, whoever holds ain't zika, holds there's no such issa to be mevatel mitzvah yibum. Like the case was like this, the Tanam, whatever like this. We have the Gamliel Loimer. In Miyano Miyano, Vim Loimino, Tamtima Chetagdo, Vetaiti Alazu Mishuma Chaisisha. The case is two brothers are married two sisters, and one sister is a katana. Now, the brother that's married the older sister, the Gedola, died. So now, when the brother died, his wife was married Midiraisa. So to the second brother now, there's a Mrs. Yib Midiraisa. Who is the second brother married to? To the sister that's only a katana. Since she's only a katana, the kedushin is only chal mid rabbanon. That's all it is. So what Mandi Yomis says is, we have to tell this katana now, be mamayin, get rid of the brother. So therefore now, the brother can be mekayin mitzvah yibum, and marry his brother's wife. Rav Gamliel says nothing doing. Rav Gamliel says, if the katana wants to make miyin, very good. But if she doesn't want to make miyin, they'll stay married, and when she comes to the Gedolah, they'll mamish make Kedushin, and then automatically, the Mrs. Yibam will go off. Because this brother is married to the Yavama sister, and when she gets a Gedolah, he'll have beer with her, he'll be Mekadisha, so then the Zika will fall off altogether. So you see, a crunch from Gamliel, it's mutter to be Mavato, Mrs. Yibam. That's what Gamliel says. In Miyana, if the Katana says goodbye, okay. V'yim loy Miyana, again, the brother that's alive now was married to the sister of the Yavama, and she's only a katana, it's only a mitzvah, it's only a kedushin rabbanin. The Gamliel says that they don't want to separate. Tamtin, the brother has a right to wait with his wife now. Ashetagdol until she becomes a gedolah, and then they'll make kedushin midiraisa. V'teisi alazum mishum achayis ishoi, and then the male will be bottled the mitzvah yibum, because now the other sisters, your wife's sister, is no mitzvah yibum. So what do you see? That Rabbi Gamliel, that old Zain Zik holds, you could be Mavato Mitzvah Yibam. So Gemara says, what kind of kasha is this? Omalei, the Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Meir Karamis. What's the kasha? Rabbi Gamliel, Taika Chu holds Zain Zik, and he holds, you could be Mavato Mitzvah Yibam. But I tell you, Rabbi Meir is a different person. Rabbi Meir, even though he holds Zain Zik, he holds though, you're not allowed to be Mavato Mitzvah Yibam. So therefore, when the two brothers married two sisters dies, and they fall to the other two brothers, you're only supposed to make chalitza in order to make sure you're for sure being the kind of mitzvah yibum. So Mer says, Hochi Kamin, this is what we wanted to ask. Rameya chayesh afil l'sveka. Rameya is afraid even for a suffix. And Rabbi Gamliel afil levadi l'chayesh, like that's the kasha. Rameya holds here even for a sveka, we are choshin. Like he says, not to do mitzvah yibum, because you're only afraid maybe the other brother will die. You see how far Rameya was choshish, not to be mevatel mitzvah yibum. And then Gamliel on the other way says, no, even if she's for sure going to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, you're allowed to. So that was a kasha. How could the old opposite svaris? So Mar says, that's not a kasha. Enechonami. Dilma man deloy chayish. Whoever, like Rabbi Gamliel, is not afraid to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, afil levadi loy chayish. Even if you know 100% you're going to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, you're allowed to. But maybe your man the chayish, Rabbi Meir, that's chayshis, afil l'sveka chayish. Even for a suffix, he's also chayish. So that's how we apply him. Rabbi Meir is the one that holds Zain Zika, and the reason why there by the Mishni says chalitza and not yibum, is because the other svara, you're not supposed to be mevatel mitzvah yibum. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, holding that few chesim and aleph following the bottom. Tells the Eskimos Teretz that the kasha was between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Meir, that Ramah is so opposite, it's not Mastar with a Yagyu, that Reb Meir is chayish afilu l'sveiko, not to be mevatel mitzvah yibum. And Reb Gamliel afilu levadai was lo chayish, that was his kasha. The Gemara said, then echnami dilma, that man the lo chayish, whoever is not afraid, to hold his no issa to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, is afilu levadai lo chayish. Even if it's for sure, they'll be mevatel mitzvah yibum, it's okay. Well, man the chayish, for Reb Meir shit, is afilu l'sveiko chayish. Reb Meir was chayish, even for a soft, even if you have a doubt, it will be mevatel mitzvah yibum or not. No. Omalei Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, "Hod Rabbi Yehuda." That's what Rabbi Yehuda said over that there is an issa zika. In other words, like when your brother dies, see, his wife is already like zika. She's attached to you, has a little bit kedushin. So even if she dies later, still you're not allowed to marry her mother. That was Rabbi Yehuda shita that yeh zika. So Gemara says the Shmuel he. Yishno Rabbi Yehuda saying it over in the name of Shmuel. That's not because we learned like this.